Tour operators and seasonal businesses are busy getting ready for the 1.3 million passengers expected to visit Juneau over the course of the next 5 months. The city has also just settled a lawsuit with the cruise ship industry. Kirby Day works for several cruise ship companies out of Juneau. He's also spent the last 23 years coordinating tourism best management practices, a local program aimed at minimizing the impact of a growing tourism industry on the surrounding community.
We've done this for 20 years, and if you think about when TBMP came into being in 1997, about 600,000 cruise passengers. And at that time, we had folks in the community wondering if that was too many and if we'd reached a capacity and reached our limit. Well, here we are 23 years later and another 700,000 people, and now it's time to start talking about that again. And we shouldn't shy away from talking about how we address future growth and how the community wants to embrace that.
Sort of on the inverse of that, as numbers continue to climb, I'm curious, because Southeast Alaska has seen it before with these industries that the region becomes very reliant on. So is the boom and bust effect something that your industry talks about?
You know, I don't think we're going to find a bust. You know, it may fluctuate like, you know, it did a number of years ago. It dropped a little bit, and it's been increasing steadily now for the last probably 6 or 8 years. It's going to taper off a little bit in 2020. Part of that is going to be, you know, self-inflicted, I would say, because you can only get 5 ships here at one time. And to me, that's plenty.
In light of the settlement with the cruise industry, what do you think is the cruise industry's role this summer moving forward?
I think, and I wasn't involved in the settlement, but I think this settlement came out as a good story for both sides at the end of the day. It's industry's role, and by industry, I'm including tour operators and things like that, to step forward with their best foot, work hard to address impacts in town, work hard to listen to local citizens so that we know what's concerning of them, and grow the industry in a responsible manner that we can be proud of and that the community can be proud of, and that is a benefit to both sides, I think. But we're looking forward to a good summer. We will have the new Ovation of the Seas for Royal Caribbean, which is about almost a 5,000 passenger ship. That'll be the largest ship in the market, I believe. Princess has the Royal Princess coming for the first time. There was a Royal Princess back in 1984 of 1,200 passengers, but this will be about 4,500 passengers. And then NCL is bringing the second mega ship. Last year they had the Bliss. This year they'll have the Norwegian Joy. One will be in the morning on a Tuesday, I believe, and one will be in the afternoon.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kirby.
Thank you. Appreciate it.